was our first song. Woo! What's the music? There's, that was Morphine that just played, and we're Isaac Breaks Glass. Song. That was for Luther if he's watching, but I doubt he is. It's another old song. Thanks for coming.
Thanks. This is our first show to the whole world, so we're really glad everyone came to share our first show with the whole world.
We're really, really glad.
We're glad we get to share our music with the world. This is a guitar song. Ben wrote it, so it's really good.
Yeah, really good.
Yeah. Hello, pornography.
Yeah, we'd like to say hello to pornography.
Give a shout out to all the pornography.
And my parents are listening, jerk.
We didn't mean that.
With our first set, so we're going to take a little break now. Yeah, Micah, or Lobot here, our robot, he saved them.
I saved it on the computer, 0110.
Speaks only binary code.
00011110.
It's funny for us.
Yeah, no kidding.
You're we're in the studio with the pushy bitch Roger from Coach and Six at WWE. He has a plus budget. Because you're the man, you gotta work. we paid extra. Hello, Ben. The feeling is nice. My arm can go around twice. Yeah. Yeah, can we make some room for Benjamin? Private Benjamin?
That's a problem. And when she starts
to kiss me, then I know I love her, so I'll never, ever let her go. Someone should feel that mic there, too. I think that might work. Yeah.
So, I think we're back on the air?
Yeah, why don't you take this mic, man, and sing into it. I don't think it's all taped up. So anyway,
this,
yeah, we're hey, on here. This is highly disorganized as usual.
Let's go, Roger.
We're with the all-star band. Isaac breaks our jaw, or Isaac breaks glass.
So you guys are no longer straight. And when she
starts, then I know
I love her, so I'll never, okay, ever let
her go. Victory Hardcore
at home in Minot.
We're not from Minot.
Oh really? Are you from Fergus?
Ben's from Mott.
We're from
Mott's in western North Dakota, isn't it?
Yeah, Mott's the home of the Enchanted Highway.
We're from Regina.
It's really creepy, but it's really enchanted.
Okay, that's cool.
Regina, Canada.
Tulik Falls. I thought we were from Regina.
No, we're from Toluca Falls, Idaho.
I think we're okay.
I'd like to give a shout out to my dad.
Is your dad listening?
Yeah, I think my dad's listening. If he unloaded everything right, or loaded it right, or something
unloaded. I'm sure he's kicking back.
I'm sure
unloading his feet or something.
Hey, Bruce Paul.
I don't know.
I want to say hi to my parents, too.
All the questions of mine have to do with either 3 Minute Hero or I'm just kidding.
So what do you guys think of 3 Minute Hero right now?
I think they're really doing a lot of good, positive things with music.
You think they're getting a lot of
it? Yeah, a lot of it's just, a lot of people play just for money and stuff, and yeah, it's good to see,
There's a lot of heart in their music, a lot of fans.
I just want to say I love the saxophone player.
Actually, they asked me to join again, but the reason why I decided not to...
Yet again? They've asked
no,
you...
No, this is the second time they asked.
Oh, okay.
Couldn't you make the down payment?
No, I was like, I'm going to be in this. I'm going to be straightforward. I'm just going to be interested in the money.
Yeah. Hey, what's this? I hear voices.
I heard they weren't going to pay you enough.
No, well, yeah, they weren't. $200 signing bonus.
And this is a little something about that you guys wanted to record here, wasn't it?
3 Minute Hero.
3 Minute Hero wanted to record here?
Well, they really reformed.
They, for their hit album Operation Brown Star?
What does that mean, Phil?
I don't know.
Let's talk about...
Okay, yeah, why don't we talk about Isaac Breaks Glass?
So the obvious question might be, where does the name come from?
Well, there's this guy named Isaac, and he broke some glass.
Is Isaac from Fargo?
Yeah, Isaac is from Fargo. Now he's out on the West Coast, right?
Yeah.
He isn't the guy that was in Abbot the Earthworm, was he?
This is totally unrelated to Isaac Breaks Glass, okay, but what do you think is the dumbest band name that's ever been in Fargo, Mexico?
I think
overall
like
it's Fargo.
Okay, well, I was reading this magazine called Gear today, and Alexi Lalas of the U.S. soccer team is in a new band. He quit the Kansas City Flyers or some whatever soccer team. And he's now in, he's relocated to Los Angeles, and he plays in some band called Turd Lackey or something, I don't know. Oh yeah, it's Nectar Drop, Turd Lackey, whatever.
Turd Lackey. They're kind of interchangeable.
Frank Wilkin and the Wilkin County Marauders.
I thought it was a Trans Am's. No,
that was a pretty dumb band.
No, that was a good one.
You guys ever heard the band Trans Am?
Huh?
We just spoke about that.
Yeah, we
talked
dumb
about that. That was pretty dumb. I think Phil was in that band.
Yeah.
Let's ask Phil a few questions.
Okay.
So what do you think about the about Agent Orange.
Agent Orange?
Yeah.
I love Agent Orange.
Yeah. Change right out.
Yeah. what's it? What's the name? I can't remember the name of the Agent Orange song, the classic tune.
Hey, hi, Peter.
What's going on, Peter?
What's the Agent Orange song called? Bloodline? Something like that. I can't remember.
It's not on SST, don't ask me.
Oh, okay. It's not on the Blasting Concept, Volume 1.
You guys want to hold the
string. Yeah, he did some backup stuff. I'd be
silly, for Overkill?
For over the band Overkill?
Yeah,
send me to hell.
I played the keyboard for Overkill.
Did you know that they, the back of their shirt said, fuck you, Overkill? We can say it. This is the internet. We can say it.
Oh, there's no laws.
This is the internet. You know, no laws. Are your parents listening?
F.
Well,
sorry.
All the parents were. Didn't mean to say it. 8 minutes. Okay.
God. Hi, Mike's parents.
We're like,
hi, Mike's parents.
Like a bunch of damn...
Hi, Frank's parents.
It's like I'm working or something. This is supposed to be fun, right? I'm not getting paid.
Well, besides our Yachting salary.
Yeah,
www.yachting.com.
Maybe you guys should ask us about our band, huh?
I asked you about the dumbest band name in Fargo, North Carolina. We asked you who Isaac was. No, okay.
Well, it's Floyd
okay,
Matrix.
So,
Floyd Matrix is probably the dumbest band name.
About our band, huh?
I asked you about the dumbest band name in Fargo, North Carolina. We asked you who Isaac was. No, okay.
Well, it's Floyd
okay,
Matrix.
So,
Floyd Matrix is probably the dumbest band name.
Okay, whatever happened to the album that you guys were going to release with Jim?
The album's that's a long story. Should I field this one? Hey, yeah, shout out
hey,
to Nick.
Nick Kroll.
I tried
I hope
to email
you're doing
him.
Well.
I don't know if he knows, but hey,
okay,
we recorded last year, and we're supposedly on the Super Asbestos label, but some stuff fell through, and we haven't been able to finish it. But we're hoping to do a little maybe EP
not,
or something.
It's not finished yet.
It's not quite finished.
Okay, well, I remember Jim always was working on one song every time I talked to him.
Yeah,
so
Jim worked on this one song. And might I say that song sounds damn good.
You can blame it on Jim because he only worked on one song.
We're not pointing any fingers here.
Well, you only played one song for me.
I
was like, I know the song by heart every time.
Yeah, we'll go
Captain
back
Blood.
No, we'll go back to Columbia, I guess.
Captain Blood is
you could do a
changed ownership
there.
Now called Dirt Records. Justin changed the ownership over to himself and
you're not in it anymore.
Well, I just what was my involvement with it was more like an idea man or something like that.
The concept boy.
Yeah, I didn't really do any of the actual work. You know?
Yeah, actually, yeah, that's a good thing to bring up about our band.
A think tank.
A think tank? Maybe you should change your name to Think Tank.
Yeah, maybe we should. Sure.
How about Drink Tank?
Drink Tank?
Oh, I mean, I'll come up with something better later. Off mic.
Hey, ask me if I'm a tree.
Are you a tree?
No.
Yes.
He's going downhill.
So Micah, did you just get back from the junior high basketball tournament?
Soiree.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was really good. Actually,
what you're wearing, Micah?
No, I'm wearing this. I ref for the Fargo Park District, co-ed basketball. And it's really rewarding. I really find a lot of joy within it. Plus, it's really fun to have like coaches yell at me because I can just go out of here, and I don't have to take no crap.
So,
helping the kids, helping the kids.
Yeah, so
Mike,
it's all about the kids.
I had a question for you.
Yeah.
What was it like being really instrumental in the Minot scene? Like being the
well,
guy who started all the shows, started the band Jesus.
Oh yeah,
like,
yeah.
And nobody's children.
It was quite, it was a great learning experience. you know, back when I lived in Minot, it was,
God,
you know, well, you know, I moved back, well, I lived in Chicago for a while, and then I came back.
Mike Holmes was trying to make you straight edge, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was really, he was bringing me down, so I just axed him. I offed him, and then I moved on to better things, like fame.
Let's talk about the Crothers brothers. What's everyone's feelings on the Crothers brothers? South of
the border. Can we say asshole?
I think the Crothers brothers were all right. Ben, do you want to add something about this?
I really feel opinionated about the Crothers brothers. I don't know why they didn't
expand on that.
Well, I don't know why they didn't like me, because I don't know, because I like them. I don't know why.
We didn't like Frank.
Yeah, they didn't like me. I got the what was it, the most like Steve Urkel for bass players in Fargo Moorhead. But you know, that's all water under the bridge. It's 6 years ago.
Oh, you could be in
that. Was you're supposed to blame that on Lee now, right?
Oh yeah, Lee started everything.
Lee, when I find you, I'm like,
well, you could have been Skeeter.
Or, which is now Skeeter got ripped on. Skeeter's awesome now.
Not as good as the Seahorse.
How are the Seahawks? Oh.
You know, I heard Mothmas was actually opening for the Seahorse.
Mothmas opened for the Seahorse?
Do you mix this? Do you Mothmas?
Oldest to youngest?
Oldest to youngest?
Micah wrote a song about Mothmas today. Well, Micah, what?
Yeah, tell us.
It's called, actually, it's from a couple of friends of mine. We all got together, and it's called Do You Miss Us? Do You Mothmas? And it's just hardcore.
Maybe later you can play it for us.
About Chad James, and now he's gonna probably kill me when he.
You know what? Blame it on me. That's cool. I actually saw Chad James a couple of nights ago. Mothmas played in St. Cloud.
Oh.
A crowd of about 15 black t-shirt wearing spiky hair girls. Kind of like the. What would you call a like a combination of punk rockers and Marilyn Manson type of fans?
well,
Curran, come on, we gotta be nice to people. Yeah,
Curran of Baba Booey and Midnight Evil fame was there.
Yeah,
and
he told
me there was a lot of metal kids. That's, or
a lot of Cornhuskers.
There was some headbanging.
Was there a bunch of Cornhuskers there? Cornhuskers. Actually, recently Corn. All their buses were outside of my apartment, and Aaron and I thought it would be really funny, but we didn't have any means to do it. We didn't have any spray paint, but we thought it'd be great. In fact, I talked to Pete about this, about spray painting CORN rules on the side of them, and then putting on the back of the buses, band on tour, but spelled tour, T-U-R-E. And we thought that would have been quite good.
A nice reflection on the high schools in North Dakota and South Dakota.
They do.
I heard the drummer broke his wrist.
You know what? I really don't care.
I can't say that I care either.
I saw the CDs in your car.
Oh, yeah.
Don't lie.
You've got issues.
Oh, wait, that was Whitesnake.
Actually, you know what? I really like White Lion.
Oh, no.
Let's talk about our
Okay, what's your band influence, John Rager?
Kicks.
And Sticks.
Sticks? Don't you guys cover Sailing Away?
No. We quit playing that one. We play and I Will Always Be With You, or the, you know, we our new cover is that Whitney Houston song.
Are you covering?
And I give props to Whitney for her little problem with the law.
Do you believe that children are our future?
Heroin.
She was smoking.
Well, it's just, I think it's funny that probably a bunch of, you know, older women that are probably older now, they don't like her just because. All right.
She got caught in possession or something in the airport.
There'll be pictures later at Yachting.
No, she's a naughty girl.
Well, why don't we just get off with these?
I feel like to be Bobby Brown. You know, if I had a chance, you know.
I'd probably kick his ass.
She's like that Janet Jackson song. Only it wouldn't be nasty boys, it'd be nasty girl.
So I heard you guys were kind of influenced by the band Princess Leia.
Yeah, I never heard of them.
Oh, they're.
I think
I'm not gonna say it. Phil,
I actually only heard
we
that one song.
Nice
on
Phil tonight. No, that was Vroom.
That was Vroom, yeah. So I never actually heard Princess Leia, but I would assume
Vroom?
That they were the best band in Fargo, you know.
Hey Frank, how about those Jokers in Washington?
Yeah. How does Ben keep up on that?
What's up with those guys?
Hey, how about that parking rant?
How about that Jesse Ventura?
No, how about that parking rant?
Who are you voting for president?
What's up with that?
I'm voting for Ralph Nader. Everyone vote for Ralph Nader, the Green Party.
I was thinking of voting for Ralph Nader myself.
Let's all vote for Ralph Nader.
That's who I voted for on the Yachting poll.
Well, you know, Woody Harrelson's still in the game as far as as it goes.
Is
he
really?
Yachting, the pot party.
Yeah, the pot party.
You know what I meant.
No comment.
Who's the socialist candidate?
I don't know, but I did some kind of online poll thing to, you know, say who I should vote for, and it was the socialist guy.
Ice house.
I want to say David, but that's probably not.
I'm drinking Red Dog. I should talk.
Or you can vote for the Nazi party with Pat Buchanan.
Oh, yeah. It's good stuff.
Please don't. You can mention it.
What can you mention? Oh, yeah, well, if you want to. You can. This is the internet.
I've heard about this band called Muscle.
Well, yes, yes, indeed you have, Ben.
What are they like, though?
They're a metal band, like all about leather and cemeteries, from what I understand. They're skulls, cemeteries, leather, and
only the best stuff for
dirt. I hear they play on a stage set up like a cemetery.
If Don, you should go ask Dan if there's anybody.
I heard they were on Access
Colorado tuning in.
I think they were. I think I didn't. I missed it actually
Colorado,
myself.
Like Bigfoot.com.
I heard that.
White shirts.
But yeah, that's in the pipeline.
Probably be standing by the computer. Yep.
See
if Phil Leach is tuning in. You know, to check. You know, keep us in check.
Yeah, I bet. He's probably in bed. He's, you know. He's pushing 40 now.
Well, where is Phil? What's he up to?
Well, we locked him in the basement.
He's
taking pictures of little girls.
He's taking Geritol, you know.
Taking Geritol.
Hey, it's my venue now. Hey, let's see. You know, what's hot and what's not? You know, it's not. It's Phil. That's what's not hot.
I think
Phil's
pretty
hot.
What
is hot?
I think he's
What is?
I think that Claire Forlani is probably really hot.
Is she hot?
She's a hottie. She's my new love interest. I'm going to marry her someday. Well, she's in this movie. It's called Meet Joe Black. So, and so many people hated that movie. But you know what? I thoroughly enjoy that movie.
Sorry.
And I think that Claire Forlani is beautiful.
What's the rating on that movie? Or do we not want to know?
It's rated PG-13.
Tell you about it later.
But a lot of people didn't like it. But even if you didn't like it, or if you haven't seen it, everybody said don't see it because it sucks. You should see it. Just the fact that Brad Pitt gets hit by this car and it's pretty awesome.
Speaking of movies that suck,
Meet Joe Black.
I saw Breakfast of Champions.
Oh yeah, I heard that was awful.
That was pretty bad.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
Yeah.
Another few minutes. We'll try and see if we can get this drunk
well,
band.
Well, Nick Nolte was in it.
And
so was Bruce Willis and so was Frank.
We should play some songs.
It's a book that should not be made.
Maybe some cover songs.
It just doesn't.
We don't know any cover songs.
Phil's probably listening.
I recently. What do you guys think about the Oscars this year? They're good. They're good this year.
I never watched them. Or has the Oscars.
American Beauty, Insider. I think that the Academy really snubbed Fight Club. That was one of the best movies I saw this year. David Fincher's a great director, but like, he really, really snubbed it. Just kind of stunk. Like, well, I mean, it was. I don't know. It got so much flack for being really violent, but only one person died out of how many other countless Hollywood movies were 800 million people die. plug.
Last Action Hero should get a Lifetime Achievement Award or something.
You know, I don't think they can win an award in 2000. That wouldn't be quite right.
They can go back.
I'm not in.
They can. The Academy can do what they want. Long. There should be a campaign. Maybe we should start an internet lobbying for.
Do you want to get fired from Yahtzee? That's what's going
to
happen if
we do this on Yahtzee. We can start our own domain.
I think Ben and Frank and I already understand.
AC/DC did the theme song.
Yeah, we understand. That's all our answers are.
Wasn't it called Fire Your Gun? No, it wasn't Fire Your Gun. But it was. They did some kind of song, a theme song for Last Action Hero.
I think if you actually end up asking us questions, we're just going to say, yeah, we understand. That's going to be our answer for everything. Yeah, we understand.
Okay, well, what would we...
Frank and Ben are going to go make out. I'll answer you guys' questions.
Okay. Well, Micah.
Okay.
What would you, as granted Yahtzee in tradition, is there any questions you'd like to ask Yahtzee?
Well, I understand. I understand the question. No.
Okay, so if your band was in a remake of a movie, what movie would it be and what role should you play?
A remake of a movie, so it could be like, it doesn't matter like what music, any movie, like what, basically it would be, if Frank and Ben and I were in a movie, what movie would it be?
Yeah. Exactly.
Well, I think I'd have to go with Dawn of the Dead.
Huh.
And we'd be the guys, we'd be the third zombie on the left in the 22nd shot. We'd be that one zombie. We'd be the zombie, like, where all the cops are at the beginning and the guy's head blows up like a watermelon. That'd be us. Because we always get enraged with each other. We always get enraged with each other at practice. Basically, at practice, we're like this. No, you shut up. 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 What?
Dave, you're still with Schwarzenegger?
I really hope. I really, really. Quaid.
Did you know that?
Look into my eyes.
In the
eyes.
Evil Dead, those are the words that you say.
Yeah.
You know, you
I
say.
Know
it's kind of scary.
Actually,
a little bit of trivia.
Army of Darkness was the first time they did that.
No, they did that in Evil Dead 2.
Really?
Yeah.
When they're playing the tape of the old archaeologist.
Yeah, definitely. Yes.
La Duvrata Nictu.
That was question number one. What's question number two?
Yeah, what's question? Give me some more
questions.
Question
number
here.
Two is... Does your band have a website? And if so, where?
Well, yeah, my band does have a website, actually, but not this one.
Which one? Well, which one?
800 million. Go to
Nation, right?
Go to 800 million dot... It's like there's no www dot. It's just 800 million.
Oh, it's for your dot techno band.
ATOMLY. Yeah, we're a techno group. We're pretty fucking... Oh, boy. We're awesome.
All right.
No, we're techno hardcore. We're like hardcore industrial techno.
Is Jared Swan actually a member of the band?
No, he's just one of our foot soldiers. Actually, we're a mafia. We're actually a mafia, and like Schmanx and Aaron and I are all made men, and we've got our foot soldiers like Jared, Little James. They're just our foot soldiers.
The mafia is pretty active.
We just pretty much we pretty much tell them what to do, and they do it.
So, Micah, what are you trying to say?
Well, I was trying to say how, you know, I have no idea. Well, I'm Lobot. I'm actually reliving my Star Wars fantasy life when I play with IBG.
Are those
really a record?
The ones that you're supposed to wear for target shooting?
I don't know. Actually, these are like if you work in like a carpentry shop or like where there's like table saws and band saws all over. And they use them, but now they just use the orange ones that everybody uses, which is, you know,
you wouldn't want
the
to mix
infant.
Up with orange 17.
My dad has some tan.
No, orange 17.
Would, you know, they're.
You know what? Thing. Those guys, man, those guys can all die for whatever it's worth.
Hey, we're making up for Phil Leach's mistake the other week, huh? For not ripping on orange 17.
Oh, really? Oh, well, I'll take
what
that.
Say,
Carl!
Why didn't you say something about them?
Man, when I saw him in 95, it was like seeing Nirvana every week. All right, no, actually...
Okay, So
nah, because I never liked Nirvana, but actually I love those guys. They're awesome. But I wish they'd make some new songs.
Like stop smelling so bad?
Nah, they don't smell bad. But their genitalia probably smells bad.
I believe it. It's that band thing.
Yeah, those rock stars.
That's why I try to avoid being in a band.
How long have they been together? Since like 92 or something?
Since before I was born.
Yeah, before I was born. They actually conceived the band while they were all in the womb.
And most of them are still dating high school girls right now.
I know.
Is that...
Well,
is that,
well no.
Probably not.
Randy is getting married, actually. Props out to Randy.
That's kind of evolved, I think, past the high school age.
Oh, yeah. They're now, actually, yeah, because Carl's girlfriend is 21 now, finally.
Just turned,
yeah.
Carl's 35.
I don't know. He's 25, I think.
I think they're older than Phil Lee.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
They've been 23.
They were actually in... Sticks, the band Sticks.
They take that.
No, no, they were all in Judas Priest.
Oh yeah.
Hellbent for Leather, baby.
Oh. I've got a pitch. What's question number four? Because I don't know
question
if we had
number four.
Question number four.
If your band were a pizza, what kind of pizza would it be?
Oh, dude, we'd be the Big New Yorker.
Fucking pizza from Pizza Hut. Come on.
Spike Lee. Spike Lee does the commercials, huh? Give me a break.
Don't give me a dwarves kind of answer. Bad question.
All right, okay, we'd be
I love the dwarves.
No, okay, well, fine. We'd be a taco pizza from Yugoslavia. Some Yugoslavian pizza company.
I can deal with that. That's a better
answer.
That's cool. And the last... question,
yeah.
If it doesn't get you in trouble with the lies, what advice does the band all take part in together?
Well, we pretty much, we're like, you know...
besides Black Tar Heroin.
Well, rape and pillaging small villages, basically, is what we do. We kind of like to relive, we're all big Vikings fans, and we love the football team, but we also study up on, like, you know, the old Vikings, and when they would just... You know,
like
run around and rape and pillage.
Vikings.
yeah, those guys. They raped and pillaged all over.
Okay.
I'm gonna go out and sit behind the drums. Just
okay,
tell us when we're ready.
I guess we're done with this. We'll take a little break, and we'll probably insult each other a little bit later. I think.
All right, we're off Broadway, off Main, on www.coachfin6.com, www.superbestest.com, and www.yachting.com.
And
it's Isaac.
Did you remember www.superasbestos.com?
I did remember that.
And I'll tell you one thing. I've insulted the webpage, but it loads a lot faster right now.
Yeah, it's getting better. I think Brian's getting good at crunching code. Isaac Breaks Glass are going to play some more for us tonight.
Rock it out.
Okay, we're back. We're going to play a couple more songs, and then we're going to leave. And Chris Danforth is going to play. So here we go. We're going to play a couple more songs, and then we're going to leave. And we're going to play a couple more songs, and then we're going to leave. And Chris Danforth is going to play. So here we go. It's a meme song.
mean song about people.
Sorry about that.
The world of pornography. We're really sorry.
Why don't we just forget what we had to do today? Just go for a walk. Maybe we could eat some food. Maybe you could tell me what it means to walk from here. Don't.
God. Thank God we made it through a song.
Yeah, we made it through a song. Thanks. The building's cleared out a lot, but we're glad everyone stayed. Through the banter.
We're going to play the song that we screwed up now.
We're going to try this one again. It's the mean song. This is the unreleased version.
Yeah, this is a remix.
This is a remix. Newer song, but we played it a number of times. All the other ones were really old, and then we have a couple new ones. All right. So yeah, thanks. Let's hear for new songs. Thanks.
What I'm doing so wrong.
This is our last song.
Yeah, this is our last song, so I guess we'll have to thank Roger. And
thank you, yes, thank you very much for letting
Dan
us do this.
And for having us play, and thanks,
really
Jim.
Really appreciate everything.
For helping
and,
us with all this.
Thank you for listening. Thank you, everyone. I love everyone.
Yeah, thanks for listening to our sorry asses. Thanks a lot. Thanks again for everybody. So I feel really narcissistic right now, so.
Thank you, everyone who showed up and who is listening. Thank you.
You guys, I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's
working. I'm sorry to interrupt you guys for a second, but I got a couple pieces of bad news tonight.
Oh, really? This was
I hate to interrupt the party.
You're listening to Mike Grove, aka Gopher.
Couple pieces of bad news. I'm sorry to have to interrupt this. High, I guess, quality. That's the word they have written on a piece of paper. Quality. Okay. Some of these bad news. John Shipley could not make it tonight.
Oh,
that's the first piece of bad news.
I didn't know that.
Yep.
He's
and
not here.
The other piece of bad news.
I missed him.
Larry Carlson could make it.
But you know what?
The other piece of bad news. Larry Carlson.
And you know that guy Eric Lee.
Yeah.
Smells kind of funky. He's here too.
Yeah. You know. There's a little bit of good news though. He's moving.
Oh yeah.
He's moving, so we don't have that about the two.
No, I could have heard that he was in with that.
No.
Nope.
Actually, I saw him moving. Yeah. Going to the. Hey, you I saw him moving earlier. He was moving.
Yeah.
You know, You're with the man.